Pusa, we continue today in Siman Kuf Chas Sif Tes. The Shulchan Aruch writes, Ta'av lo v'spalo mincha b'Erev Shabbos, m'spalo arvishtayim. The person accidentally did not daven mincha on Erev Shabbos, so he davens Ma'ariv of Shabbos twice. And remember again, as with all Tashlumin, so he davens the Ma'ariv of Shabbos twice. Harishon la'arvis, the first Shmona Esrei is for Ma'ariv, v'ashniya la'tashlumin, and the second Shmona Esrei, which is the same Shmona Esrei of a Ma'ariv of Shabbos, is daven for the sake of Tashlumin. So the Namos is Hagov, who adinam lo v'spalo mincha b'Erev Shodesh, Mispalo b'Rosh Chodesh Shtayim. Similarly, if one did not daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, he davens on Rosh Chodesh twice. V'imlo hiskir ya'ala v'yovo barishono v'hiskir b'shniyo. But if he only said ya'ala v'yovo in the first one, if he did not say ya'ala v'yovo in the first one, but he did say it in the second one, tzarech lachzor l'ispalo. So the Rebbe said that goes back to what we've learned before. The idea being that if he davens, he forgot mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, now he's davening Ma'ariv twice. If he says Ya'ala v'yovo in the second one and not in the first one, that indicates that the first one has the status of Tashlumin, and the second one ultimately, again, is the Tfilas Chova, the obligatory prayer, and therefore, again, one cannot reverse the order, therefore he has to daven again. Avalim lo hiskir b'shtehen, but if you didn't say Ya'ala v'yovo in both of the Shmona Esreis, oh, hiskir b'rishon avalo b'shniya, or you said Ya'ala v'yovo in the first one but not in the second one, in those cases, one need not go back and daven again. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah. So look at Sif Chaf Hei Shal Shabbos. Remember again, the first case of the Shulchan Aruch was a person made a mistake, didn't daven mincha on Erev Shabbos. So the halacha is he davens Ma'ariv on Shabbos twice. So writes the Mishnah Berurah Shal Shabbos Chaf Hei. Afagav Sheba'al L'Tashlum and Shachol. Now, of course, the novelty over here is, remember, I missed a weekday prayer when I did not daven mincha on Shabbos. So even though I missed a weekday tefillah, I'm going to be making it up with davening a second Shabbos tefillah. Nevertheless, mikol makom kevon she'achshav hu Shabbos mispalo osa gam ken shel Shabbos. So the novelty, of course, over here is that halacha lemaisa, even though I missed a weekday tefillah, I have the ability to make it up with a second Shabbos tefillah. This is an interesting case. V'imtav v'spalo ashniya shachol potum l'spalo. If I made a mistake and after I davened Ma'ariv on Shabbos, I wanted to daven on Tashlumin, but I accidentally davened a weekday Shmona Esrei, I am not obligated to go back and repeat it again. However, again, if I went ahead and I dive in the weekday Shmona Esrei before the Shabbos Ma'ariv Shmona Esrei, then everyone agrees in that case I'm not Yotze, since it's clear that I've put the makeup Shmona Esrei before the obligatory tefillah. Achma Adayim Godol, Ela Shekib al Shabbos Mizmor Shir, O Bebarchu, Velo Spala Adayim Min Chodim Avor, like Mamma Simre Shlam Kimel Sifta Zal, the Spala Avishtayim Fine. So he gives examples to this particular rule. Take a look at Halacha Chavah. So this is very important. According to Mishnah Berurah, the novelty here is that even though the tefillah that I missed is a weekday tefillah, now I'm going into Shabbos, I have the ability to make up the tashlumin by davening a second Ma'ariv of Shabbos. And b'diavad, if I daven the weekday Shmona Esrei for the tashlumin, technically speaking, I'm yotzei and I need not daven again. Shtayim, sifkot and chavav. So remember, the next case that the Ramah brought down is that similarly, if I went ahead and I didn't daven mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, so now I'm going to daven Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh twice. So remember, again, in this case, the halacha is either if I say Ya'ala v'yovo on both Shmona Esreis or don't say Ya'ala v'yovo on both Shmona Esreis, I'm fine. If I say Ya'ala v'yovo in the first and not in the second, I'm fine. The only problem comes up is if I don't say it in the first and I say it in the second, because then it looks like I'm putting the makeup prayer, the Tfilas Tashlumin, before the obligatory Tfilas. Reis Nimesh Neburus Sif Kan Chav Vav Shtayim V'chein Paskal Magin Avram Adarachayim V'chay Adum Shara Choronim Dolo Kalabush Yisiyato She'sovrim De'in Tzarech Lahaske B'shniya Shorosh Chodesh. So interestingly enough, there are others who hold the lechatchila, one is not obligated to go ahead and recite Ya'ala v'yavo in the second Shmona Esrei, since it's a makeup for the weekday tefillah. But that's not how the Ramah holds. The Ramah says that ideally the Tashlumin is supposed to look just like the obligatory tefillah as well. Therefore, one should say Ya'ala v'yavo in the makeup Shmona Esrei ideally as well. Mishlo Ispal Avos Rosh Chodesh. This is another interesting case. Let's say someone did not go ahead and daven Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh. V'ispalo Shachar Shtayim lo hiskir b'shnei Ya'ala v'yavo. Ein tzarech lachzor l'ispalo. Kevan da'afilu imayim ispalo ba'avis gufa v'shachach ein tzarech lachzor imkein lo yechamer tashlum me'ilu ispalo b'zmano. So this is another fascinating case. Let's say I went ahead and I missed Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh night. So I'm going to daven at tashlum and daven two Shmona Esreis by Shachris. And then what happens? I'm going to go ahead and let's say now I'm davening Shachas, I daven the first Shmona Esrei, and in the second Shmona Esrei, I forget Ya'alevi Yavo. So the Mishnah Berurah is paskening over here that the halacha is that I don't have to go back and repeat the second Tashlumin. Why? Or I don't have to repeat the second Tfilo, which is a Tashlumin, even though I omitted Ya'alevi Yavo on the day of Rosh Chodesh. And the reason for that is the following. Since this Tfilo is a makeup for Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh, it can be no stronger than Ma'ariv of Rosh Chodesh. And we know the halacha is that if one accidentally omitted Ya'alev Yavo on Ma'ariv on Rosh Chodesh, one is not obligated to go back and repeat. Therefore, technically speaking, if one forgets Ya'alev Yavo on the Tfilas Tashlumin of Rosh Chodesh day, one is also not obligated to repeat it. V'chein in Tavlo Ispala Mincha b'Rosh Chodesh. Similarly, if one made a mistake and did not daven Mincha on Rosh Chodesh, v'Rosh Chodesh u'shnei yamim, and now Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, u'mispala arvishtayim, any daven na Ma'ariv twice. Remember, he's making up the missed mincha of the first day of Rosh Chodesh by Ma'ariv of the second day of Rosh Chodesh. So Mispala Arvishtayim Bashniyot Tashlumin Shal Mincha. Remember, the second Shmona Esrei is a makeup for the missed mincha. Afilu lo hiske bar Rosh Chodesh in Zarach Lachzor. Kevan da afilu beikra til da Arvish in Zarach Lachzor b'shal Ya'alevi Yavo Kavachomer. Ma'ashach Shal Shomer. So this is actually very interesting. So the Mishnah Berurah essentially says is you could take advantage of this both ways. In other words, if I missed Ma'ariv and I'm making him up on Rosh Chodesh and I'm making it up in Shachris, and when I get to the second Shmona Esrei, I omit Ya'alevi Yavo, I don't have to daven again. And the reason for that is because the makeup tefillah, the Tashlumin, cannot be any stronger than the actual obligatory tefillah itself. And since in Ma'ariv, if I forgot Ya'alevi Yavo, I don't have to repeat. So in the Tashlumin, I don't have to repeat. Similarly, if I forgot Mincha on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, and I'm making it up on Ma'ariv at the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and I go ahead and I forget Ya'alevi Yavo in the second Shmona Esrei, the Tashlumin, I don't have to go back. Why? Because even though Mincha, I had to say Ya'alevi Yavo, and if I forgot Ya'alevi Yavo, Mincha, I have to repeat Shmona Esrei, but since the Tashlumin is taking place in Ma'ariv, so the Tashlumin itself can't be any stronger than the Iker obligation of Ma'ariv as well. Let's see, Halacha Yud. Tovlo Espal Mincha B'Shabbos. If a person made a mistake, so now the Shulchan Aruch is going to give a couple of more illustrations of this same basic principle. So the Mishnah, so Shulchan Aruch says, Tovlo Espal Mincha B'Shabbos. If a person made a mistake and did not daven mincha on Shabbos, mispala b'matzei Shabbos shtayim sholchol. So a person davens 2 Shmona Esreis on Ma'ariv b'matzei Shabbos, both weekday Shmona Esreis. However, mavdul b'rishona, he should make havdala in the first one, because the first one is the obligatory tefillah, ve'enu mavdul b'shniyah, but he should not make havdala in the second one, which is the tashlumin ultimately for the missed mincha. Ve'im lo hivdol b'rishona ve'hivdol b'shniyah, but if he did not make havdala in the first one, but he made havdala in the second one, also, the second Shmona Esrei will count as his obligatory tefillah, but Rishonala also, but the first one will not. First one will not count as his Tashlumin, and the reason for that is because, remember, the obligatory tefillah has to come before the Tashlumin tefillah. But if you did make Havdalah in both of them, or you did not make Havdalah in both of them, Yotza, then you are Yotis. So the truth is, this is pretty much the same halacha as we saw by Ya'alevi Yavo as well. That ideally what we would like you to do is recite Havdalah in the first Shmona Esrei, the obligatory one, not in the second one. But if you said it in both or didn't say it in both, you're still fine. The only problematic case is if you didn't say it in the first and said it in the second. The problem with that is it has the appearance that you're placing the makeup Shmona Esrei in front of the obligatory tefillah. See Yud Aleph Ta b'mincha shel Shabbos. Well, actually, you know what? We'll stop over here. We'll pick up Emir Hashem with Sif Yud Aleph tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.